Today is Monday, February 11th, 2019. Solitaire is leveling up, Activision is making cuts, and Rainbow Six is going down under. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm glad you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. A Monster Hunter movie coming for a while, and we've been super excited about it, but now we know the release date, and that is September 4th, 2020. The movie stars Resident Evil's Mila Jovovich in the lead role. The film is directed by her husband, Paul Anderson, who directed the original Resident Evil movies. Jovovich plays a Monster Hunter Lieutenant Artemis who fights together with a mysterious character played by martial arts actor Tony Jaa. So if you're excited for Monster Hunter movie, September 20th, September 4th, 2020 is your day. Stay tuned. We will keep on top of this. Everybody likes free video games, and if you don't, you probably are dead. So check your pulse. Well, Final Fantasy XIV is the latest free Twitch Prime game to drop. From now until May 3rd, Twitch Prime users can download the Final Fantasy XIV Starter Edition on PC at no charge. The Starter Edition will include the base game, which allows players to level up through level 50, and you're going to get a 30-day subscription to the game. Now, if you haven't used Twitch Prime before, when you download the game, it's yours to keep for forever. So if you're a fan of Final Fantasy and have always wanted to jump into Final Fantasy 14, the MMO, well, then jump on in. Go download it. Head over to Twitch right now and download that bad boy. Fortnite has been cross-platform play for a while now, but the one thing that's been missing is on certain platforms, you were not able to merge your accounts. So for instance, if you had an Xbox, PC, or Nintendo Switch, your accounts merged and whatever cosmetics or V-Bucks you earned, they went across accounts. However, if you were on PlayStation, you weren't able to merge accounts. Fortnite has announced that you are now able to do that, and they've detailed how over on their website, so go check it out. If you're a Fortnite player and you've been playing on the PlayStation and you want to merge your accounts and really take full advantage of cross-platform, you can now do that. So congratulations to Fortnite. You've made a lot of people worldwide very happy with this decision. In some somber news, Activision Blizzard is reportedly making layoffs. According to Bloomberg News, the company plans to announce job cuts Tuesday in the face of slowing sales, according to people familiar with the matter. Now, last week, stock shares fell as much as 2.5% to $42.88 on Friday. Bloomberg says the layoffs, which could number in the hundreds, are part of a restructuring aimed at centralizing functions and boosting profit. Activision officially employed 9,800 people at the end of 2017. We are obviously always sorry for anyone who loses their jobs, but hopefully this helps Activision have continued success and puts them on a path to long-term sustainability. Hey, Microsoft Solitaire, remember that game? Remember when you got your first PC and you jumped in and it came stocked with Microsoft Solitaire and everybody played it for hours and hours on end? Well, I did, and I was 5 when I got my first PC and it was glorious. Well, Microsoft Solitaire Collection adds a new feature everyone has been waiting for. It's the leveling up feature. In a commercial that they released on the interwebs, Microsoft announced that Solitaire is going to add a player leveling system with experience points and rewards. I'm not gonna lie, this actually makes me want to jump back in and try Solitaire. No further news on that, but stay tuned here. We'll keep you updated on all the Solitaire goodness. And our last story of the day comes to us by Jody McGregor over at PC Gamer, who says that Ni No Kuni is being made into a movie. The JRPG series Ni No Kuni is being made into an animated movie by Level 5 and will release in Japan this summer. It's being directed by Yoshiyuki Momose. I hope I got that right. Again, I don't speak Japanese. Who, as well as working on both Ni No Kuni games, has directed several shorts and commercials for Studio Ghibli. Composer Joe Hisaishi is another familiar name for Ghibli fans, having scored movies including Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke. Now, according to Jody, the movie will apparently tell a story in the Ni No Kuni setting about a boy named Yu who travels there from the real world with his friend Katona. The script is being written by Akiro Hino, Level 5 CEO, who will also be executive producer. The animation is being handled by OLM of Pokemon, Inazuma, and Berserk fame. There's no word of a release date outside Japan yet, but stay tuned. As soon as we hear word, we will let you know. That does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hopefully you're having a fantastic Monday. And if you're not, hopefully this show helps brighten your day a little bit, because nobody likes Mondays. I know. I'm one of those guys. Don't forget, go rate, like, and subscribe us over on iTunes if you haven't yet. Also, feel free to follow me on social media everywhere. I'm X1Bros, X-O-N-E-B-R-O-S. That's X-O-N-E-B-R-O-S. And we will see you guys tomorrow.